You're now listening to the Numbers 96.7 FM, KNUM, Black Portland. Man, this is an amazing opportunity right here. I'm sitting down with Robert Glasper, multi-genre producer, songwriter, arranger. And there's this little thing he does when he's sleeping. You know, he tickles the ivories. It's no big deal to him. The man is a renowned pianist. Recently knocked out the score for season one of Run the World on Stars along with Derek Hodge. Winner of 4 Grammys with more on the way. Here to discuss his upcoming album, Black Radio 3, and his upcoming performance here at the Portland Art Museum on February 26th as a part of the PDX Jazz Festival. How are you, sir?
I am good, man. Can't complain. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate absolutely. It. Absolutely. So real quick, how has COVID affected your recording collaborative process for this project?
It messed it all the way up, but ain't no way to sugarcoat that one.
Right.
I mean, the reality is, you know, all my albums, when I collaborate with people, they're in the studio with me.
Right.
You know, I'm just organic in that way. I like doing that because that's where you get all the I call them musical snacks. You know, you get all the things that happen in the moment. You get those moments. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whether it's I spark something to a vocalist or a rapper or whatever, or a musician, or they spark something in me in that moment. But those moments exist in the moment, and a lot of the songs we love, and you don't know that those were random things that happened in the moment. You know what I mean? But those are the little magical things that happen, you know? And so because of COVID, those things were not possible, you know? So there are a lot of good things that came out of COVID, you know, as far as my recording process. I built a studio. That's where I am now.
Okay.
I built a studio in the back of my house, and I did my whole record there. Black Radio 3 done here. And, you know, some of it, I had some of my musicians that live in LA come here. We do stuff, you know, but a lot of it was really just me sending files to this bass player, to this singer, to this rapper. And that's 99% of the album was done sending files. You know what I mean? But the good thing about, I mean, you know, luckily the musicians I've used them for a long time. We really know each other. We really trust each other. And so sometimes when you listen to the record, you can't tell that some of those things, we weren't in the same room. You know what I mean? You can't tell a lot of it because we gel musically so much anyway, you know?
That's dope. Speaking about snacks, you reference, I just caught a recent interview you did with Trevor Noah, and you were talking about How To Pimp a Butterfly, your collaboration with that came together. Just a phone call, pop up, here to do a single thing, and then it just
boom
grew into, what, 8 or 9 pieces throughout that project that you worked on.
Yep.
So, I mean, I get it. Wow. Having to reverse engineer your process and figure out how to make this work, you know, across the internet, that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So, there are 2 singles out right now, Shine featuring D Smoke and Tiffany Goucher, and Black Superhero featuring Killer Mike, BJ Chicago Kid, and Big Crit.
Yeah.
Am I wrong in assuming that these will be on the project?
Oh, they're on the project for sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Okay.
Definitely for sure. For sure. Yes. Yes, indeed. Matter of fact, yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, no, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the first song I did for Black Radio, it really spawned in me saying, hey, let's do Black Radio, is the when I did the song with her and Michelle
Cello. Yes, yes.
Because that came out of nowhere. You know, the way that happened, me and her were at the premiere of this movie, The Photograph, that I scored. And she actually did the song at the very end, the last song. So after that, at the premiere, she was like, yo, I'm really inspired by the music. Let's go to the studio now. And we went to the studio that night at like 1 a.m. and came up with that song, Better Than I Imagined.
Better Than I Imagined,
and then from then, I was like, well, I might as well do Black Radio 3 now. Shoot, that's, you know, let's do it. The next song I worked on was Black Superhero.
Tight.
That was the next song I worked on.
Okay. Did you have kind of a feel for the direction directly off of Better Than I Imagined for the project, or were you just still kind of feeling it out?
I was just feeling it out, and I felt like, you know, as time went on through this pandemic, with most artists, I kind of let them do what they felt, You know what I mean? Because there are a lot
Right.
of artists, some artists are not on here that wanted to be on here, but they just weren't feeling creative.
Right.
And a lot of people were depressed. It was a bad time. You know what I mean? So if somebody said,
Yeah.
okay, I didn't want to put them in the box and be like, write about this. I just wanted, I just wanted it to be a project of honesty and love in the midst of this pandemic we're at. So whatever you're feeling, write about that. You know what I
Right.
mean? And just I wanted it to be kind of a platform. You know what I mean? At the same time, I definitely want to make sure I address the elephant in the room about things that were happening. You know what I mean? Which is why I went ahead and started off the whole album with a poem by Amir, you know, and Amir Sliam, and then right after that, I hit you with Black Superhero right after
Right.
that, because I was like, let me just go ahead and do this, and then the rest of the album will be, you know, whatever it is, you know what I mean? But I because part of as an artist, you have to tread the line. At least I do. I have to think about this because when things are happening very heavy in the world around you, police brutality, this and that,
Yes.
COVID, and the
Yes.
president, blah 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 blah, everything. People go to music to escape that stuff.
Right.
Most of the time, because it's everywhere. It's on IG. It's on Facebook. It's on TV. It's on blah blah blah, and people put on music to escape it. So I didn't want my music to be preaching to you also the whole time
Right.
either, because then, so I always think about that. Like, how do I say this? Let you know that I know it's here. Let you know my thoughts on it. Give you some positive affirmation for it without overwhelming you and beating you over the head with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially for Black Radio, I felt that this was an important album. I haven't done a Black Radio in 8 years. You know what I mean? So I was like, there's a lot that hasn't been said. So let me just boom, off
Yeah.
top. You know
It's
what I mean?
very true. The ability to delve into art, no matter what the discipline is, to kind of, feed that need for escapism is equally as important as being able to relate to the artist. So,
Exactly.
yeah, you don't want to be listening to artists that don't touch on what we're going through, that pretend like all these things that we're dealing with don't exist. And I think, honestly, I collect a lot, everything from vinyl to comics to music. And when I see those moments where the artist, I can pinpoint that they were going through the same thing I was going through at the same time. It's like, okay, all right. It's just that additional buy-in.
And
Yeah.
like Nina Simone said, how could you be an artist and not document the times, not
Right.
represent the times you're in? That's
Right.
what we're supposed to do. That's how the history is made. You know,
Exactly.
that's how we document the history. You know, it's important.
So,
It's very important.
speaking of Better Than I Imagine, I just want to. I did grab two copies of those. I
Oh,
did do
killing.
because
Yep.
I'm a DJ. Philly is
Awesome.
what
For
we do.
sure.
Shout out
For
to
sure.
Gianni Lee for the joints.
Oh, you from Philly?
Amazing.
That's right. Before
Yeah.
this. Dude, 5 minutes before this, I was on with Jazzy Jeff.
Nice. That's
Literally, right before I got on with you, I was on with Jeff for an hour.
I'll be sitting there watching the playlist recaps,
Oh
Gangsta Tree
man.
recaps. I'm like, this is amazing.
Oh, the play. Have you been to the Players
I
Retreat?
haven't been yet. I haven't been yet. A couple of
Oh
the homies are always there. Sonny
man.
James, Rich Medina,
Yeah,
Britt.
yeah.
Yeah, they're always. I haven't been to one yet, and I'm just like, this is insane,
It's
man.
amazing, bro. I went the last one they had before COVID hit. I went, and it, I went. Me and Terrace Martin went, but we went right before we had a tour in Europe, so we could only stay for 2 days. And Jeff had been asking me for years. I could just because that's a Europe time for me. That early August is Europe. I'm like always gone. And
Got
this
you.
particular time, I was like, we can make it for 2 days, then go to Europe. So we went for 2 days. It was the most amazing 2 days, bro. Like it was incredible,
I
man.
can't even imagine.
It was stupid.
What are some of your most memorable collaborations?
Oh my God, bro. Why would you say that to me? Why would you say that to me,
Well,
dude?
let me deal with this. Amongst your most, so no one feels shaded if you don't mention
Amongst
them.
the Woo! I would definitely say which started off the whole Black Radio boom, probably Erica. Definitely because she's a person that I've known Erica since like 1999. You know, she used to live down the street from me and Bilal. Like, she used to walk to my house and play me tapes. What do you think about this? I'm thinking about calling an Orange Moon. Well, you know, like,
What? Not
yeah, bro.
Bilal.
Yeah. You
Oh,
know, I went to high school with Bilal. I mean, I'm sorry, I went to college with Bilal. You
okay.
know, and that's where me and Bilal first met in 1997 in college. They called us on stage together to perform because we're freshmen. And they called us on stage together to do a song.
Wow.
And I would say we never left the stage, you know?
You see Bilal at the five spot.
Just he used to bring me down there.
Yeah.
He used to bring me down there during that time when the Black Lily was happening.
Right, right.
We used to take a Greyhound bus from New York. We went to college in New York. We take a Greyhound bus down to the five spot on Tuesdays or Mondays, one of them nights.
Tuesdays. It was on Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays.
So let me ask you this.
Jazzy Fat Nasties.
Yes.
Come on, bro. Yes.
Come on. Reese, everybody.
Jasmine was like 3 years old.
Yo, I was just about to ask you that. I was just about to ask you, what does it feel like? Because I try to convey this to people all the time. What it feels like to see Jazz now. You know what I'm saying? Man. Knowing we used to see her on stage,
bro.
13, with her mom or pop on the side of the stage.
Yeah,
like,
bro. Crazy, bro. Like, literally, I remember when I first heard it was over the phone. Somebody played me. I think they played the thing when she was on the Apollo.
Except okay.
What God allows. Yes. Over the phone. I was like, what is happening? And then when Bilal took me down to Philly, he was like, that's Jasmine. That's the girl you heard. That's Jasmine. And the funny thing is, you asked Jasmine when I remember I had her and Bilal do a duet on my Black Radio album. Mm-hmm. They did a duet. And at that point, they had never sung together before. And I asked Jasmine before that. Never. They never recorded together. Never.
Okay. Wow.
And I asked Jasmine who her favorite vocalist, but this is before Bilal came. This wasn't even the same day. It was before.
Okay.
I asked Jazz, like, well, who's your favorite vocalist? Like, who do you listen to coming up? And she was like, Bilal. And Bilal and Kim Burrell. You know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying? Jasmine's mom, when I do shows in Philly, her and her mom would come to the show, her mom would bring me food. Literally a plate of food.
Wow.
Aluminum foil, you know. Like, yes. Here you go, baby. Yes. You know, like, that's fam right there. Miss Pam. Yep. All day.
That's so dope. That's so dope. Yeah,
so
man.
I'm so proud of her, man. So proud of her, man.
It's amazing. Yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah. So, all right. So, let's talk about the show a little bit.
Yeah.
What should people expect?
Hell, I don't know. Hopefully a good time. I never know my shows. You know what I mean? Like, they're all different. All of them are different. I don't even know what I'm going to do yet. Like, I'm going to try to put something together. Because what normally, bro, like, the way my shows go, I read the crowd. You know what I mean? I read the audience. I don't like stock shows. I mean, obviously, I know certain shows have to be the same show every night.
Sure, you
know,
you
have lighting. You have this. Yeah. They got to know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
We ain't got lighting. So, you know, calm down.
No pyrotechnics.
No, ain't no fire.
I'm out.
I might bring fire. I might bring fire. But I'm gonna be the first jazz musician when I do a solo. This is gonna be some random fire in the back, chilling. Like Kevin Hart said, he had fire.
Right, just fire.
Just random fire. I'm gonna do it. But I like to just read the audience, man, because also because my audience is so different. Like it could be one day, it could be all people that are 60 years old.
True.
One day it could be all 20-year-olds.
Yes.
One day it could be 20 and 60. I mean, it's like because people don't know what they're getting. Oh, am I going to hear straight ahead jazz? Am I going to hear his hip-hop stuff? Is it going to be more R&B stuff? Is it going to be this or that? So when I get to the point, when I pretty much know the first two songs, and then I read the crowd, and I see like the energy, and I'm like, you know what? Let's do this song.
Okay, so you up there DJing. You up there DJing.
I'm DJing.
Yeah.
Because then you don't feel slighted. You don't feel like you're getting the same show another city guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's fun for me. It's fun for me. I have ADD anyway. So it's, you know, I always say I have musical ADD.
Yo, because you dabble in so many genres, and I'm not saying dabble to make it sound trivial, but because you are well-versed in so many genres, let me just say that.
Yep.
You do have that tactical advantage when it comes to performances. Like that you I have to liken it to an open format DJ. You literally can just, all right, give him a little bit of this, flip over there. That's dope.
Absolutely. Even if it's like, you know what, let's do this cover. Let's do this. You know what I mean? Like I have to know those things. It for me it works. I gotta do that.
Yeah. What are some of the things, some must haves? This is from one of my younger staff members. She had a bunch of really good questions. What are some of the things Robert Glasper must have before performing? Is it all green M&Ms? Is it is it essential waters? Like what's happening? Kiwi sliced in triangles.
Right. Absolutely. No. You know what? I'm pretty easy when it comes to that point. Mm. I mean, I like my vodka. You know what
okay.
I mean?
All right.
I like a white wine. Okay. Red wine makes me sleepy. So I could do a white, as long as I have some sort of white wine, some sort of vodka with, you know, a mixer. I'm not choosy on a mixer.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
I like a little, I love vodka and Red Bull. It gives me that boost I need, depending mm-hmm. on if I'm, how I need to, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
I don't do drugs. So that's all I, okay. that's my, you know, every now and then I just do a little vodka Red Bull. I'm good. Other than that, I'm easy when it comes to the backstage. As long as I have some time to chill and just play some music, you know. A lot of times I have my DJ backstage.
That's what's up, right?
Before he goes, because a lot of times he'll go on before me anyway, like 10, 15 minutes before me, just to rock the crowd a little bit.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
But backstage, I let him put on, you know, put the speaker on. He just play stuff and just to, you know, vibe, chill. You know, that's not dope. Talk about music.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Talk about other stuff. You know what I mean? But
thanks for sharing that. And some of the conversations I've had with up and coming musicians and just young artists, I try to tell them, you're not being bougie. You're not being weird. If you have different specifications, like you got to have this certain incense going and this certain, whatever it takes to get you in that creative place to perform, request it. Request it. If it's a little vodka, sure, it's a little vodka. You know, whatever you need to get you there, it should be no big deal. Go ahead and request it. So just a couple more questions. We can wrap it up. With everything you've accomplished so far, are there any challenges for you moving forward? Like, are there any, not necessarily just genres or maybe like projects or just like different things that you want to try out? Are there any challenges that you're like,
I want to act.
Oh.
I want to do some acting. I've done a little bit. I've done small little things. I did the I don't know if you saw the Aretha Franklin.
No, I didn't see it yet.
Not the movie, but the series that they did, that National Geographic did with Cynthia Erivo as Aretha. So there's a 10-part series that National Geographic does. They have a thing called Genius.
Okay.
And they do, they pick a person that they feel is a genius, and then they do a reenactment of their life in 10 series, 10 episodes. Yeah, so they did one in Aretha Franklin. They wanted Aretha Franklin, so I play Art Tatum in it, in the first episode, I think. Mm-hmm. And then I did a few episodes on Black Monday with Don Cheadle.
Okay.
This last season. I think season 3 is called.
And then you caught the bug and you're like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, then I'm like, you know what? The people always say, yo, you should get in the movies, you know, with your personality and stuff, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, if I can find something right now that just fits my personality, I'm down to do it, you know?
Right.
To acting is it's a real thing, and you have to, like, you know, take it seriously and go to classes and do this and do this. But if I can find something where I can be pretty much be myself right now, because that's all I got time for, I'm down.
tight.
And I've been scoring a lot too, you know, doing a lot of scores. And I just scored the new Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Ooh,
the Bel-Air joint. It actually airs on Sunday, on Super Bowl Sunday.
Man, that's tight.
Okay. That's why I was talking to Jazzy Jeff just now.
Okay.
Because me and Terrace Martin scored it together. So,
oh my
God. Yeah, bro. So it comes
out
on Sunday.
To check that out. That's ill.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I want to say thank you. Thank you and congratulations at the same time. Like,
oh, thank you.
This was some Philly messes. Like, oh, good looking. Out.
Absolutely. I feel like I'm from Philly. All my people's from Philly, man. I got so many friends. Me and Belize used to go there all the time, stay at his mama house in Germantown.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Ishka Bibbles all day. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Across from Teen Summit.
Let's go.
Yeah, man. Like, come on, man. I've been going there for a minute. World Cafe.
Yes.
You know, bro. Man.
That's dope.
Yep.
Well, listen, thank you for your time. Before we wrap,
yep.
Let's talk more about the show. Let people know. Invite them out to come check you. I'll let them know they're going to be catching.
Yeah. Please come out to the show. I don't even know. What date am I there?
February 26th.
February 26th. We're going to have fun. That's actually the day after
my album
releases.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So make sure y'all follow out there. I might be having a special guest pop up, per se. I won't be saying who it is right now, but... That's in talks right now, so we'll see what happens. But definitely fall through. We're gonna have some fun for
that's
sure.
That's what's up. Yeah, the people have been asking, like, do you know, like, he's performing the album? Who's he bringing? I don't know. I guess we're all just gonna find out at the same time.
Absolutely. See what it do. See what
it's
it do.
Gonna be tight.
For sure. For sure. You coming? You gonna be there?
Oh, yes. There. So awesome. There's a lot going on that day. So here in the museum, we have, of course, our station. We also have an art gallery where we feature nothing but BIPOC artists.
Nice.
The numbers, our radio station has been purchasing art from Black artists here in Portland and a couple from Philly.
Nice.
And then we had them featured in the gallery space. So right now we have Jason Hill. He's an amazing photographer. He's ill.
Nice.
So his show is closing that day. We have a closing ceremony that day on the 26th.
Dope.
But yeah, we got some things going on from 12 to 5, and then your joint's that night at 9. So, yeah, we're going to be in the building. We are definitely going to be in the building.
So his show is closing that day?
Yeah, his show, the closing ceremony is that day. The last day is the Sunday, the following day. But we're going to do an event for him.
Got it.
On the 26th, yeah.
Gotcha.
So we'll be here. We'll be back. Yeah.
Sure. Make sure you try to fall through in the backstage or something. Say what's up.
Definitely. I'll bring your gear. We're going to have some gear.
Absolutely.
Because we designed a bodega on the fourth floor, too. And it's
really?
Like, yeah, it's a pop-up shop for all, like a bunch of local brands and our station merch. So that's why I asked you for your shirt size.
We're going to
grab some things from the bodega and lace you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure. That's the vibe. Thank you, bro. Appreciate
Thank you.
There it is.
Thank you, bro.
All right. For sure.